Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I'm grateful that we've come together, that our hearts and memories reflect you. And I pray that our the better, staying true in the moment. And I pray that these words be ours, and then we'll be one happiness of the Lord.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday to consciously join with myself and others as we deepen down, connecting to the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us, as us. My apologies for being off the air for our last two services. I do believe the universe has given me a time out to allow me to grieve properly the loss of my beloved little fairy friend, but also to give me the experiential lesson with which I needed to share this morning. I've often wondered why I never had a teacher, a guru, a mentor, the way that I am to some. Why God never allowed me to have someone that I could turn to seek guidance or direction or illumination. And I've come to realize that God always requires me to come direct to her, to get the information, to get the awareness, to get the lesson. And this was no different. We have been doing the journeying into understanding the deeper meanings of the Beatitudes. Jesus, our master teacher, was demonstrating, teaching, showing us by example, but also giving it to us directly, the states of mind and consciousness that we should be expressing in order to be the children of light, the children of love, the children of God that we were created to be. The first beatitude, the state of mind that he taught, was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. The deeper meaning, blessed are those who are poor in false pride, and who can be humble and unassuming, because they are willing to learn, and they shall enjoy growth and spiritual expansion. The second beatitude he taught was, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The deeper meaning, blessed are those who use sorrow, grief, and sadness as a step towards spiritual strength, peace, and understanding. They find comfort in knowing God's presence. Truly, I can say as a testimony to that. The third beatitude is, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meaning, blessed are those who are willing to surrender to God, to follow her inner guidance, for they shall receive perfect and right answers and manifestations of divine order. The fourth beatitude. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed or joyous are those who seek the Christ mind and the right use of it. So all the goodness and the abundance of life shall be theirs. The fifth beatitude, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed or joyous are you who are compassionate in all that you think, say, and do. For you shall always receive back the measure you give. The sixth beatitude was, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed or joyful are you when you enter into the one mind of love, to know that God that is within you is everywhere present. And today's beatitude is, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And I so love the quote that I sent out to you, which would be 2 weeks now, by Jim Wallace, who says, anyone can love peace. But Jesus didn't say, blessed are the peace lovers. He said, peacemakers. And he's referring to a life, a vocation, and not just a hobby on the sidelines of life. What I've come to understand, that it's easy and simple to assume that to be a peacemaker, we are simply thinking of those that are trying to reconcile others who have perhaps had a falling out or a disagreement. And in fact, let me kick off with our story. We simply say it's unknown, the author is unknown, and it says that Carl and Sam were at odds with each other. They could not even remember the initial cause of friction, but their hostility had festered through the years. A deeply concerned deacon prayed that God would use him as a peacemaker. He called Carl. What do you think of Sam, he asked. He's the sorriest guy in town. But, countered the deacon, you have to admit that he's a hard-working man. No one can deny that, said Carl. I've never known a person who worked harder. Next, the deacon visited Sam. Do you know what Carl said about you? No, but I can imagine his lies, he responded angrily. This may surprise you, said the deacon, but he said he's never known a harder worker. He said that. Sam was stunned. What do you think of Carl? Asked the deacon. It's no secret that I have absolutely no use for him. But you must admit he's honest in business, said the deacon. There's no getting around that, said Sam. In business, he's a man you can trust. Later, the deacon met Carl. Do you know what Sam said about you? He claims you're absolutely trustworthy in business, that you are scrupulously honest. Well, how about that? Reacted Carl with a smile. Soon, the peacemaking deacon noticed Sam and Carl would cautiously nod in a friendly sort of way. Before long, they were shaking hands, talking, even visiting each other's homes. Today, they are the best of friends. Now that's a typical and usual expectation of what a peacemaker is. That's what comes to mind when we think of a peacemaker. But I've come to realize that that's just one expression, and a very superficial expression at that. When Jesus is talking about blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God, it's truly about you being a peacemaker with yourself. About you experiencing, expressing, and establishing yourself in the peace that passes all human understanding. Because only as you experience being a peacemaker within yourself, within your own consciousness, can you experience God in you as you. Whilst you are distraught, distressed, disturbed, you are unable to hear what the still small voice is whispering. And I experienced that so clearly last Sunday. As I shared, I was saddened by the loss of my beloved little furry friend. But I was prepared to do Sunday soul. And as I got up, I hadn't put together, as I usually do, my dress or whatever it was that I was going to wear. And I was in the morning rushing to do so and decided to iron it and filled the iron up with the water from the sink in my tap, from the tap in my, from the sink in my bedroom. And in my confused and disturbed, distressed state of mind, I had left the tap inadvertently running, gone and taken my shower, but I had heard tap, but again, wasn't paying attention. When I came out the shower and went into the bedroom, I could see that the sink had overflowed and a huge swathe of carpet was soaking wet. All of this before I was about to start Sunday soul. I grabbed loads of towels, put it down, and let it absorb some of the water, because it was literally, so far it's been going non-stop, and I think I've probably emptied about 24 liters of water out of the humidifier. And again, I heard bag. And I had a bag that had all my slip-on slippers that I wear around the house. And I didn't move it. I left it. Came down to do Sunday soul, and then the music wasn't working. And at this point, it was like, I think the universe is telling me something. When I sent out the message to say that it would, no, there would be no Sunday soul, I went back upstairs. Now I paid attention and moved the bag. And dye from one of the shoes inside this bag had leaked out onto the carpet, and there was a huge black stain. As I came downstairs, I then got what blessed be the peacemakers truly meant. I was not at peace in myself, in my consciousness, to the point I was so distracted that even though spirit was continuously speaking to me, I was continuously ignoring it. Blessed are the peacemakers isn't just about being someone who can reconcile or resolve conflicts. Being a peacemaker is coming into the awareness, into the understanding that the peace that we need to exist in this world is within us as we consciously anchor ourselves in the peace that is within. I'm mindful how when Jesus was asleep in the boat and the storm arose and the disciples, those faculties of powers within us who aren't truly aligned with the Christ mind, how they went into panic. And in the end, they shook Jesus awake and said, "Do you not care that we perish?" And he simply stood up and said to the winds and the waves, "Peace, be still." Every single one of us has the stormy thoughts in our head, in our consciousness, whether it's to do with health challenges, whether it's to do with financial challenges, whether it's to do with romantic challenges. No matter what it is, we're all having the stormy thoughts in our lives that we need to be able to say, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still." So that the peace that passes all human understanding can anchor our hearts, our minds, our consciousness in God. You see, whilst we are spiritual beings in human form, we are all going to encounter obstacles. But it's only in overcoming these obstacles can we reveal our true, our authentic, our most sincere and honest divine nature. If everything was going swimmingly in my life, I wouldn't understand the meaning fully, what it meant to be a peacemaker. I wouldn't have fully got what that beatitude was referring to. And as I said at the beginning, God is always giving me the direct experiences and lessons, so that when I share with you, I'm sharing it from a lived and believed experience, and not from something I read in a book that sounded good. I recognize that God needed me to understand how distracted, disturbed, discombobulated I was. That even though she was speaking to me, I was ignoring because I was too in my other head elsewhere, not paying attention, not being mindful, not being aware. I shared this the other evening with friends who was visiting with me. And the husband said, "You mean to say you still have to wrestle and struggle like we do?" And I laughed, and it was like, I am continuously wrestling and struggling like everyone else. I too have to be working on myself continuously. I often, and you know for a fact, I often say the spiritual journey is not for the faint-hearted, because it is work that we have to continuously be doing on ourselves daily, hourly, moment to moment. It is not enough to know this truth. It is not enough to read about this truth. It is only enough when we start to live it, when we start to practice it, when we try to keep on and on with it, even though sometimes it's hard and it's challenging and it's easier to revert back to our old ways of thinking and doing and speaking and being. Because Jesus said it is easy. It is easy. The gate is wide. But it's the narrow one we have to enter. That one where we have to be conscious continuously of what are we thinking? Where are we at in our consciousness? What are we holding onto and expressing and experiencing that we shouldn't? Our sacred text this morning, I want to share two from the New Testament and one from the Old. The first is John 16:33. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus is reminding us, we don't escape from the world and its troubles. We can't escape the experiences that break us and break us open, that rips us in our very core of our being. We're going to have these trials. But take heart. Don't give up. Don't lose the ability to remember that he too went through this and came out triumphantly. The second quote is from John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." I see Jesus again speaks to that which is important, that which is necessary, the peace that only can come when we recognize and remember the Christ Spirit, the Christ Mind, the Christ Presence that is within us. It's a peace that is not of this world. The world will be ever trying to sell us things in order to make us happy or think we can find our peace from them. But our teacher says, no, that's not the peace you need. It's the peace that I have been teaching you. That is the peace that will feed your soul. As you anchor in this peace, your heart will be at rest. Don't be afraid to try it. My third reading from the sacred text is from Isaiah, one of my favorite. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. You see, our peace comes from keeping our mind on God. Our peace comes when, no matter what it is that we are faced with, rather than giving our attention to the situation, the condition, the whatever it is, we are choosing consciously to remind ourselves to come back, to come back, to come back and commune with the ground of our being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. So that we can anchor ourselves in that awareness that Jesus continuously did, as he took himself away, as he grounded himself in peace, so that he could do the work that the Father within required him to do. My beloved, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. It's simply saying, blessed are we, when we can express that peace that passes all understanding and radiate it to others, so that they too can know that they are children of the Most High God. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, Choosing Inner Peace. The first quote comes from St. Francis de Sales. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes and the Science of Mind. Peace, poise, and power are within me, for they are the witness of the inner spirit of truth, love, and wisdom. The author writes, as I started to change my life, inner peace became a high priority. It seemed daunting at first. When I encountered unwarranted criticism, it was painful. My part was my response. Will I attack or create a space for peace to thrive? If there was something I needed to consider, say, or do, I did so with as much grace as possible. If not, I gently let the hurtful remarks go. Dealing with chronic complainers, I needed to act. I prayed, help me do this with grace. And then, when the time was right, I explained, complaining drains me. Can we begin anew? Sometimes there was a change, and if not, I respectfully stepped away from that relationship and let peace reign. I began choosing peace throughout the day. Exchanges with sales clerks, co-workers, or family members were guided by my goal of inner peace. I quit trying to control others. I let my needs be known. I set clear personal boundaries. Inner peace wasn't a destination. It was becoming a way of life. Today, I consciously keep the choice to be peaceful before me. No matter who I'm with or what the situation, I can either move toward peace or I can move away from it. It's easy to fall back on old habits. If I go in the wrong direction, I treat myself gently, which in and of itself is a choice for inner peace. I've learned from it and start again. I'm worthy of a peace-filled life I've chosen. It is a conscious choice. I remember when I was divorcing from my husband that I created an affirmation that the divorce had to be peaceful, equitable, and amiable. It was my mantra. It's very easy to get caught up in wanting what you think is the best and highest for yourself. But always, you know, I will advocate one never goes about seeking only what is best and good for you, but what is best and good and highest for all involved, no matter what it is. You can't expect God to pray partially in favor of you, your wants, your needs, and ignore that of the other. We know that God is no respecter of persons and plays no favorites. So whatever the blessing, whatever it is you are seeking, then you need to want the highest and best with others. As I recall this, this week after my friends had left, and they were going through a situation where they were having to deal with a contentious member of the family, and they were trying to resolve it, and he was not responding. And as I was showering the next morning, he came to me, and I sent them this message and say, this was an affirmation I created for myself. So that when I felt that my husband was being unreasonable, that I wanted to retaliate, as he also in the Science of Mind reading, I chose peace instead. I chose to align myself with God's grace, knowing that God would do what was right, highest, and best for both of us. And when you can pray, affirm, or be intentional from that mindset, God does the perfect work. My beloved, blessed are the peacemakers, is a rallying call for every one of us to be at peace within ourselves. To be a peacemaker, reconciling our egoic nature with our God nature, with our little self, with our higher self, with our conscious mind, with our superconscious mind. Our poem for this morning is entitled Let Peace Prevail in the World by Ravi Sethavan. When you look for peace, then the peace lies within you. When you search for peace, then it's not hard to find. When you want peace, keep peace alive, then you allow white doves to fly over you. When you make peace with others, then the whole world live in your heart. When you let peace in the world, when you let peace be in the world, then you live in a wonderful world. When you allow peace to flow around you, the world, then your hatedness will go and love will flow. When you open the door for peace, then peace welcomes you into your life. Let the peace prevail in your wonderful world. My beloved, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are you when you can express and experience that peace that passes all understanding. For truly, then, you are expressing as a child of God. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. As we go within, always I like to remind you of the words of Job. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take in the following deep breath, let us be conscious that it is God's life, God's breath, God's air that we are breathing in, that energizes, renews, restores, replenishes. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. in, out, in, out, in. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in spirit. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I am a peacemaker. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in spirit. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. I am a peacemaker. Spirit. Peacemaker. Spirit. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment to recognize that you have to be a peacemaker within your own soul. It's not something that somebody else can do for you or give to you. It's something only you can cultivate. There's always, as we see in our mind's eye, that which we wish to do, be, want, or experience. See yourself choosing peace in this coming week ahead. Not the need to be right or have the last word, or they allow the ego to create its stories. But see yourself choosing peace. The peace that Jesus gives to us. The peace that passes all human understanding. The peace that is within, that is unchanging and unchangeable. The peace that is not as the world gives it, but as the Christ within gives. See whatever your interactions are this week. See yourself as a peacemaker. And see whatever else it is that you are wishing, desiring to have in this week following. And always as we are holding the vision or visualizing, we add what that feels like. What would we feel like as we experience that which we are seeing in our mind's eye? Take a deep breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, there's always where you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the energy, the one life, the one presence, the one power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. That God is unchanging and unchangeable. She's the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, truly opening ourselves up to be the peacemakers that you created us to be. To establish that peace that passes all human understanding in our consciousness. So that when whatever it is that comes to hammer and knock at us, we are able to say, peace be still. we are able to look beyond the appearances of whatever it is and hear the still small voice of spirit within, ever guiding, ever directing, ever illuminating us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are we when we know who we are in you and who you are in us, that we can express the Christ life of us, our inner awareness, that we can express and think from the Christ mind in our consciousness, that we can hold all our faculties, our inner powers together under the guidance and direction of the Christ Spirit. Divine beloved, ground us being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, as we embrace these attitudes, these states of being, these states of mind that our teacher taught us, let us live them, be them, express them fearlessly and faithfully, so that we might be experiencing what it is to be children of the Most High God. Divine Beloved, Thou who art the all-pervading presence, everywhere present. There is so much happening in our world at this time. So much. That we can only bring before you and lay before your throne of grace. For those that are grieving the loss of loved ones, may their spirits be comforted. May they be strengthened and emboldened. May they know that love is eternal, and even though the physical form is no longer with us, the eternal form, that is love, is ever present in our hearts. For those that are struggling through all the disasters that are happening, earthquakes and fires and floods and mudslides and hurricanes and all of these things, we offer special prayers and blessings for them. For those that are struggling in war-torn countries, or where things are reverting back to truly unrecognizable ways of being, touch the hearts of humankind, that we may remember that we are all one kind. We are all of the one Spirit. We are all from the one God, irrespective of whatever we choose to call you. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, I lay all of this, our individual and our collective needs, before you, and give thanks and praise for your ever-abiding Spirit that do the work. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and your thumb. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to the sides, palms facing outwards and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our Buddhist reflections this morning. Repeat after me. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them And I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Our beloved, our rumination, Rumi says, make peace with the universe, take joy in it, every moment, a new beauty. Just to remind you, we will have our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer on Thursday as usual, and our closing benediction. Beloved Mother, Father, God, keep our hearts and minds stayed on you, so that we may be conscious of our thoughts when they are inharmonious, unloving, or unsupportive of that which we wish to be, do, or express. Let the peace that passeth all human understanding ever abide in us, so that we are a true reflection of the children of the Most High God. My closing song for you is entitled Perfect Peace by Torren Wells. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I can see you're over it all.
Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to meeting you and joining with you on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.